Happy Friday, Kathy.
Woo, we made it to another week.
We did. Some days, some days, every day is fun, even if it's got its challenges. And some weeks I hit the end and I'm like, thank God it's Friday. And today is just, this week isn't one of those weeks and, a total TGIF moment. Maybe it's because it was a shorter week last week with the holiday. So, like, the week back just feels like drudgery. And maybe it's just the weather changing, or maybe it's just things I'm dealing with, personally or whatever. But I've never been so grateful for a Friday as I am today.
I am super grateful for it to be Friday. Last week, well, with Black Friday going on last week, it was just frenetic, because I'm running
It
sales for
was.
two different brands, so that there was a lot of activity, positive, but still a lot of activity. And then Thanksgiving, I was like not so sure I wanted to Thanksgiving. And my daughter, I think I mentioned last week, she just kind of Christmas music to me into happiness. And then this week I was gonna take like Thursday and Friday off, but there's just so much stuff going on. I was just like, I'm just gonna work it. But I stopped work at like 2 yesterday and probably take it off a little easy today because it's just I need some decompression time because I'm having dreams about work and that's kind of scary.
Oh, that's not good.
Like they're hilarious dreams.
I
Like
bet.
one of our people is like 7 feet tall, and I'm just like, what?
Gosh.
I'm like, how tall are you? Because I've never met this guy in real life, and I'm like, how tall are you? He's like 6 foot, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you're my dreams. You're seven. So it was just like I'm like I think I just need a little bit of a break when like my unconscious is like mapping out all of these things. So,
That
and of
is so
course.
funny. I mean, not funny, but it's funny. Oh my
Just
goodness. Well,
crazy.
we are less than 2 weeks away from State of the Word.
We are. Are you going?
I am. I did. I got an invitation a few weeks back. Super excited. I mean, I very seldom like feel like a celebrity, right? Like I'm just me. And even though people like play it up like, ooh, you're a workplace celebrity, I don't feel like that. But when you get invited to State of the Word and you don't have to like throw your name into the lottery for State of the Word,
Yeah.
it's at that point that you feel like maybe a little celebrity. And
Well,
so I'm
you
super
are
excited.
the busiest. You are the busiest woman in WordPress. It would be awful for them to not have you there. So I think, yeah, you are. But yeah, nobody, even I've met celebrities. My husband used to work with celebrities. Like I'd be on, like walk into the room and hear voices, and I'm like, is that? And he'd be like, yeah, whatever. And I'd meet these people, and they were like way different than their public
Oh
personas.
yeah, for sure.
Like way different, like just crazy different. But you are not only a WordPress celebrity, you are an authentic, like what you see is what you get kind of person. You just are very real. So that's refreshing.
Well,
You don't
thank
have
you.
to
Well,
like.
so my upstairs neighbor is coming with me, right? Because as
Cool.
I have a disability and planes give me anxiety because I'm a plus size person, and if I don't have a spare seat next to me, or I'm sitting next to somebody that I can put the armrest up, and if my butt spills over a little bit, doesn't matter kind of thing, and I feel like I'm always infringing on other people's space, and so that it causes a huge anxiety. So I said to her, I'm like, hey, I'm going to New York City. I'm flying in on the 14th, flying home the night of the 15th, because it's actually in the afternoon this year instead of in the evening, which is nice. Do you want to go with me? And she's like, absolutely. So we've got plane seats next to each other, and I got a room with two beds. I said, I go, the only thing is, you have to room with me, and I fart and I snore in my sleep. I go, I don't really know if I know I snore because I've been told. I assume the other because I think most people do. But she's like, no problem. So Julie is going with me. And so we signed her up. We threw her into the lottery, and she actually got an invitation too. So she's a brand new WordPress user. I'm teaching her WordPress. She
Awesome.
wants to start her own business, and so she gets to go to State of the Word also. So I'm really excited about that.
That's great. That
That'll
sounds
be
like
good.
just a fun trip. That's going to be a good time.
We fly out First thing, like literally a 6 a.m. flight out of Rochester into New York
Wow.
City, and then we can't even check into the hotel till like 3, right? So we're gonna do a little sightseeing around the city, and then meet up with other WordPressers for dinner that night, and then the
Nice.
next day, kind of have a leisurely morning, check out of the hotel, and go to State of the Word, have dinner somewhere, and then we have a 10 p.m. flight out of New York, so I'm back into Rochester around midnight. So not too bad.
Excellent. That sounds
Yeah,
great.
we're gonna pack a lot in for sure.
Yeah, cool. What kind of sightseeing are you going to do?
We both want to see the giant tree at Rockefeller Center, so that's at least one
Yeah.
thing we know that we're gonna do. I don't know what else we're gonna do. We haven't really planned that far ahead. I actually taxed her with figuring out what she'd like to do, because my biggest thing is I just want to see people from WordPress. So if there's things that she wants to do around that, there's a restaurant she wants to go to, or if there's something she wants to see, to let me know, and we will make sure
Fun.
that we get those things done. But yeah,
Oh,
super
that sounds
excited.
so awesome. I'm so jealous. I'm not going this year. Not,
Yeah.
just this time of year especially is hard. Just if I catch something and bring it home, I can't risk it.
Yeah.
This, springtime I'll feel a little bit better because more of us I think will be a little healthier. But this time of year, everybody I know is like getting sick. So I'm just like, man, I'm
Yeah.
just gonna be a hermit for now.
Exactly. We're not usually a news show, but we're like a motivational show. But there are some things happening also in WordPress that I think are kind of motivational. And even though it's kind of newsy, I still want to kind of mention them if I can. The first is
Yeah.
that if you are listening to this and you haven't taken the annual WordPress survey, do it. Like, I actually did it
Yes.
today. I do it every year, but I always forget. Like, I see it in a million places, but I'm like, oh, I haven't done it myself yet. So I did it today. There's some great questions in there, and it's all quantified information. So it really does help inform how people are using WordPress, what they're using it for, and those kinds of things do help inform what should happen going forward with WordPress with the open source project. So if you haven't done it, do that. I think it's a great way to be involved. There's so many ways you can be involved in WordPress, but at the very least, spending 5 minutes to complete the survey is a great way
Yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I always do it. I haven't done it yet though, so I'm glad for this reminder. Very cool.
Yeah, there you go. And the other thing is, I'm involved in a new project in WordPress. I know,
Yes.
surprise, surprise. But it's called Certified WP, and it's a credentialing process. So we're looking, Certified WP came about because of WP Connects. WP Connects is a skill bridge program that works with United States military and separating military and veterans to do WordPress training for people who have been in the military. Maybe they don't know what their next career step is. They've been in the military and they don't know what they
Right.
want to do, and they think they want to go into WordPress. And so WP Connects puts them through a skill bridge program where they learn WordPress. But in order for them to be hired back by the Def Department of Defense, they have to have a credential. They have to have a level of certification. And so Certified WP is a new. It will be a nonprofit. It is a nonprofit. It's just not a registered nonprofit yet. It's in the process right now of having that all set up. To establish baseline credentials or baseline certifiable areas in WordPress, like WordPress use, design, development, plugin development, support, those kinds of things. And so we have a board now. So you go to certifiedwp.com. We have a board in place with some pretty heavy hitters in the area. Robbie Adair from OS Training,
Nice.
Gabriel Cohen from PMC, BNC? I can never remember PMC. Who else is on the board? Talisha Llewellyn started it. We also have, and I'm just like brain dead right now on who's on the board right there. So forgive me if you're listening and I didn't name you, because I'm just, oh,
Courtney's on
Jess
it,
Frick.
isn't she?
Yep, Courtney
Or Jess,
Robertson, thank
yeah.
you. And Jess Frick,
Yeah.
yep. So some well-known people who are very committed to the WordPress
Lots of
community.
women too. I noticed that it's
Lots of
like, all
women,
right, women doing good in
and
the world. Love
not a
it.
single white man. I just have to say, not a single white man on that board. if you want to be our token white dude, let me know. But it's all women and people of color on that board, and I'm pretty excited about that
That's
too.
great.
But yeah, so the one thing that we're asking for help with is, in order for the Department of Defense to agree that this certification or credential fits their need, we need at least 50 letters from people within the WordPress community who are working for a company that does hiring to say this would be something that would benefit them in the workplace as well. So go to Certified
Cool.
WP, check it out. It's a pretty cool program. We're not going to be asking for, a ton of donations. It isn't that kind of thing. We just need the support of the community behind the idea of hiring people within WordPress. So
I love it. I love it so
me too.
much because there's so many different people, through my time in WordPress, I've been involved in a lot of hiring decisions and, you make connections with people and some people don't make it. And I always just feel for them, right? And I encourage them to keep learning, keep pushing, or, I'm very honest about like where the, deficits were, I guess, of like why we chose someone else. And I encouraged them. And the cool thing is that someone that I was encouraging to 4 years ago and completely forgot about wrote me on LinkedIn and is like, I'm so glad I didn't get that job. I am now doing this, but I probably wouldn't be doing this if you didn't encourage me to do that. And so this is something that I can encourage people to do, like if they are in that hiring process and maybe didn't, because I want to lift everyone up, not just the people that we're selecting and saying, okay, this is the person for this job, but people who aren't, that might be ready for another job or might just need another boost somehow. So to be able to offer this kind of thing to someone else is, I'm excited about it. So
Yeah, me too.
you do so much great work for this community. I don't
Oh,
know
thanks. It's
how
been
to thank
fun.
you.
And side note, I built that website last week
You
or
did with
earlier this,
Cadence.
actually, it took me about 6 hours to build that entire website using Cadence WP. So yeah, shout out to that and WS Form. I have to give Mark Westgaard a shout out too because he donated a license. Actually, he gave me a developer license that doesn't expire until 2035 to do because he loves the work that I do in the community and he's one of my WordPress
Yeah, he's
besties.
awesome.
So he's like, oh, I saw you use your license on another website. Yes, I did.
Does he have like an automation notification of like, okay, Michelle's doing another one? Like,
I don't
gets an
know how he
email.
knows what he knows. He's like all-knowing when it comes to that stuff. But
Oh, that's
yeah,
so
but it's
great.
exciting. I love using things that I'm part of or that I've, helped build, or been a part of the organization, whatever. And I can honestly say this is not a commercial for Cadence, but gosh darn if it doesn't make my life a whole lot easier
Yeah.
to use the themes that are built in there. So if there isn't a theme specifically for what you need, find a theme that looks good and just change it out because that's what I did.
It's so easy. And the cool thing is that there's so many people who are like getting wise to what's going on with Cadence Cloud. There's all these new design libraries that people are offering. So if it's not in like the Cadence templates, starter templates, or if it's not in the Cadence wireframes or design libraries, I'm gonna bet there's someone out there who is building something that you can use. There's this guy, Jake Full, who has Start Blogging Blocks. And you know how you had that idea for Cadence the link tree replacement? And I was like, ooh, I'm writing about this. And I did a link tree for my dog, right?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, such a good idea. And I'm going to just have fun with it because, I'm here for the lulls. Jake saw that and was like, I'm going to build a whole, he built a whole library of them so that if anybody wants,
Amazing.
to pick and choose and own, it's kind of like he's built his own like little link tree on top of
Yeah.
Cadence. So but you
I
inspired
love
all
it.
of that. That would have never
Ah,
happened if you didn't start
that's
it. So,
so cool. Well,
so
I was like,
cool.
I had a link tree and I was like, first of all, I had to remember like it's linktr.ee/MichelleApp
Right.
or whatever it was. Like I mean, I had it in an autocomplete, right? In ATEX, but I'm like, if I'm trying to tell somebody how to find it, like I'm literally not remembering where to put the dot in all of that. And what if Linktree goes out of business and I suddenly lose it all, or they decide they're going to start charging me for it or whatever? So I was like, oh, what could I spent an entire Saturday afternoon trying to come up with a URL that would work for that. That people could spell because, like, I have michellefreshette.com, but I challenge almost anybody in WordPress to spell freshette.
Where's the S go, right? I'm always like, no, it's a C.
People put an N in it like it's Frenchette, and it's not. There is no Michelle Marie Freshette, there's no N anywhere. But meetmichelle.online was available, and I was like, that's perfect because you're meeting me through the online. So yeah, so and I actually gave it a facelift this week, so that's why
Did
I
you? Oh,
tweeted
cool.
about it again. Yeah, I got
Yeah.
headshots done. I had a whole whole photo shoot with
Oh.
different things, and so I swapped out photos and I changed some background colors and spruced it up, took out a button, added a button. So if you're interested, take a look at meetmichelle.online. It's kind of cool. But yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And your headshots are beautiful. I love
Oh, thank
those.
you. Thank you. I needed some with purple hair. I'm no
Yeah.
longer a redhead. And those ones were like 10 years old. So it was time to update the make them look like I actually look. So yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. They were
Yeah.
fun. And what most people don't know is that it was a boudoir photographer. So I actually got some boudoir photos too.
Did you?
But those are for your eyes only, for only certain eyes, I should say. So yeah, those ones are not on the website. So if you're hoping to
Yeah.
catch a little something on there, no, it's not gonna be there.
Too
But you may
funny.
see my Wonder Woman crown does make an appearance, so
Yeah. When I used to work in an office, my one guy that I worked with, his wife had them done, and he had one framed on his desk, and it was always kind of like, I need you to just look at this. Like, what is this here for? It was like so, I mean, she was beautiful and everything, but it
Yeah.
was just like, at work,
A little
really?
too risky. So this is the kind of thing where you get there before he does and you put some strategically placed post-it notes up.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, he was in an office with a closed door. You didn't really have to go in
Oh,
there
there
too
you go.
much,
Yeah.
but if like you had to, it was
Yeah.
like,
I mean, I'm not
yeah,
shaming
he's
anybody because I have those
30,
pictures now too, but there's a place that those belong and there's a place that I probably don't. So
yeah.
and mine are
Too
in a
funny.
locked file, and if I ever do get married, he gets those.
Yeah,
If
that's
I ever
great.
have a long-term boyfriend again, he may see those. And I showed my mother.
Did you?
I did. I think her response was, "Ooh la la." That's okay, Mom. That's my mom. So
That's
anyway.
great.
Oh, so every day, every week that we talk, I'm like, while we're talking, because I don't actually do anything with this podcast until like Sunday night. I try to think of, well, what am I going to write about, like to sum up, like a two sentences to sum up this
Yeah.
episode, or what am I going to title it? And I'm going to title this one "State of the Motivation." I just thought of that, so because
There you go. I like it.
it's a little bit about everything. So yeah.
Yeah, all over the place. When it's State of the Words, what it on the 15th?
On the 15th, a Thursday afternoon
Okay.
in New York
Okay.
City. Yep.
Excellent.
At the
Yeah.
Tumblr
I can't.
offices. So
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. They're really cool. There's so much artwork on the walls in there. Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you move over to Tumblr after the whole like what's going on with Twitter?
So I haven't moved anywhere, but I've added sites. I've added social media because I didn't have enough. So not only do I have Twitter and Facebook and all the other things, I now have Mastodon and Tumblr as well because I thought, well,
Yeah.
I may as well at least claim my name in those
Yeah,
places.
right.
So
I have Tumblr from like 20 years ago, right?
yeah.
There's a pic. There's a I logged in. I'm like, password reset, I don't even know. Log in and it's like one post and then a picture of me with Max, my almost 22-year-old as a baby, and I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, this is so old." Like, do I change it out and update it, or do I just keep it as I'm just like, I'm gonna keep that picture. I look
It's a
so
time
like, I look like
capsule.
a little kid. Oh my
I
gosh.
love it.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out
Yeah.
I had one too, and I didn't even remember. But
Yeah.
I went to put my email, and it was like, this already exists. So I was like, but I had never posted anything.
Yeah.
But I had claimed the name Marketing Diva, which is what I used to have on my business cards when I had my freelancing. And so I was like, well, I can't use that anymore. So I changed the name to Michelle Frechette. So you,
Yeah.
I'm Michelle Frechette on Tumblr, but if you could spell it, you can find me.
That's great.
Or
I haven't
you can.
figured out Mastodon yet. Like you have to pick a server. I think I tried to set it up like years ago and I was just like, pick a server. Like I want to talk to everybody, right? So
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. But somebody actually requested, like, we want to talk about Cadence on Mastodon. So can you set up an account? And I'm like, oh, I gotta figure this out now. So I'll be on Mastodon pretty soon. I'll just maybe this weekend I'll poke around at servers and figure out where I and Cadence needs to live. I don't know. Have
I've
you
got
got
some
figured it
ideas
out
for you.
yet?
Yeah,
Oh, you
so
do? Good.
Nathan Wrigley has a server set up for WP Builds. So
Oh,
he invited me over there and I was like,
perfect.
sure, why not? I'll join there. So if you're interested, you can go to
Perfect.
wpbuilds.social and join his
Okay.
server if you're interested in that. So
Sounds good. Yeah,
tell
I'll
him I
do it.
sent you. Oh, anyway, so I'm just silly and apparently I need a glass of wine or something. It's only 1:30. It's not going to happen for several hours, but I envision ending my day with a glass of wine.
Ending your week with a glass. This
Ending
week
my
is,
week. That's right.
yeah.
Absolutely.
It
Anyway,
has been a week.
it has been the week. Well, they used to say that's all the news that's fit to print. I'm going to say that's all the motivation that's fit to podcast for today. And
Yeah. We have to do a holiday one. I'm gonna do
yes.
Santa hat and everything coming up one of these times.
I
We
used
gotta
to have a
have a
Santa
party
hat that
one.
had a, I had a Santa hat that had a little tiara sewn onto the front
Yeah.
of it, but it
Ooh.
got ruined and so it's gone. But maybe tomorrow when I'm out shopping, I'll find a new Santa hat to wear for our
Yeah.
holiday edition.
Perfect. Awesome.
A
That'll be
good week,
fun.
everybody. Stay motivated. Bye.
Bye.